son, my first employee.
Whatever your dream may be, American Family Insurance can help protect it. Find an agent or get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
I'm Kathy Ireland, partnering with American Family Insurance to help you reach your dream this year. Share your dreams at AmFam.com and enter to win a trip to the 2013 Dream Camp with me. You could win $10,000 to get things moving and coaching from dream experts throughout the year. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. No purchase necessary. Contest ends 2/17/13. Get official rules at AmFam.com.
For all things electrical, you should see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping people like you with their electrical needs. Switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much more. At an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, go to MetroElectricSupply.com. You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Mount Pleasant, Missouri Wines, America's oldest wine-growing appellation, grown and bottled in Augusta, Missouri. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Quarter after five on Friday afternoon here at the Big 550 KTRS. It's Paul Harris doing the Friday version of the large morning show in the afternoon. Dan Strauss and Eon the Peon are here with me, although I will tell you that they are in total clutch-in, cruise-to-the-end-of-the-show mode, because tomorrow morning they and Frank and several dozen of our listeners are headed to Jamaica for a week.
Yes.
Dan is already trying to figure out which brand of rum he's going to buy
at
the duty-free shop and how many bottles he can get back through there.
I'm getting some rum and bringing back some Blue Mountain coffee. Oh, their coffee's tremendous.
Is it?
Yeah.
Already planning on that.
Yeah.
So I will warn you that when you call, Dan's already in Yaman mode.
Yes.
And Ian is, he's actually not that different from the mellow guy he normally is.
No problem.
No problem, man. So they're right here, and so is the Harris Challenge, which we do every week at this time. If you haven't played in a month, call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. And let's go right to our first contestant today. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal
gain. Well, I'm a recent Notre Dame graduate, so I've been being hounded by lots of friends and family asking if my fiance is real.
I bet you have. That Manti Te'o thing probably has made things a little bit tough for anybody from the Fighting Irish.
A little bit.
Yeah, I read today that there is a minor league baseball team in Florence, Kentucky, called the Florence Freedom, who have announced that they're going to have Manti Te'o Girlfriend Bobblehead Day. In late May, the first 1,000 fans will get an empty bobblehead box, and there will be a pretend kiss cam for fans to kiss their imaginary friends, and there will be an imaginary food fight in the kids' area, as well as an air guitar contest.
Now, nothing is going to occur.
Now, that is some clever promotional thinking.
And not a lot of overhead for that.
Yeah. And
glad to hear it's not going away anytime soon.
Spirit Airlines put an ad on its website today that says, no hoax, these fares are really low, and they have them in blue and yellow, the Notre Dame colors. You don't mind that, do you, as an Irishman?
Of course not.
Of course not. All right, Tom, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. See what the questions and categories look like for today's Harris Challenge. I'm told that they're all ripped from today's headlines. And sure enough, they are. Category one, songs about imaginary girlfriends. What are the chances? Category two, other people besides Lance Armstrong who confessed to Oprah. And category three, our weekly topical category, have you been paying attention? Which one of those would you like to start with, Tom?
Category 3, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You get 8 or better, and here's what you win.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, we've got a dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop
donuts.
In Florissant. And we're going to throw in free movie passes for a Werenberg Theater near you.
Altogether, a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
Those are some expensive donuts.
Expensive donuts. All right, Tom, let's see. Have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did an Australian man with a tape measure discover this week about Subway footlong sandwiches?
That they weren't quite a foot long. They were 11 inches.
Correct. Which online company introduced a feature this week called Graph Search?
Pass.
Which newspaper column was started in the 1950s by Pauline Phillips, who died this week at age 94?
Pass.
What reopened this week in Aurora, Colorado, 6 months after a tragic event?
Movie theater.
Yeah, the Century Movie Theater. Who signed a new deal with Fox News Channel despite being completely wrong about every candidate he backed in the 2012 election?
Karl Rove.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Which online company introduced a new feature this week called Graph Search?
I don't know.
How about the newspaper column? Pauline Phillips was the original Dear Abby. And Graph Search is a new feature on Facebook. Let's see how you did. You got the 1, you got the 4, you got the 5. That's 10, Tom, and it makes you a winner.
All right.
Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will move on to our next contestant now. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I don't have a cheap plug. Sorry.
You want to say hello to some friends?
No, that's okay.
All right. We have 3 categories. Songs about imaginary girlfriends, other people who confessed to Oprah, or Inauguration Day multiple choice. As you may know, the president will have his big Inauguration Day ceremony on Monday. Technically, he'll be sworn in again on Sunday, but the speech and the whole festivities will be on Monday. So that's one of our 3 categories. Which one would you like there, Megan?
Other people who have confessed to Oprah.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which music superstar told Oprah that she had smoked marijuana laced with rock cocaine with ex-husband Bobby Brown?
Whitney Houston.
Correct. Who jumped up and down on her couch to express how much he was in love with Katie Holmes?
Tom Cruise.
Correct. Which music superstar told Oprah in 1993 about his childhood and his father beating him?
Pass.
Who had his book A Million Little Pieces endorsed by Oprah but later had to return to her show to admit that it wasn't true?
Pass.
Which former Duchess of York admitted to Oprah that she had tried to sell access to her husband, Prince Andrew?
Isn't it Sarah?
Sarah Ferguson is right. Back to the three-pointer. Which music superstar told Oprah in 1993 about his childhood and his father beating him?
I want to say...
What do you want to say?
Sean Combs?
No, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. And A Million Little Pieces was written by James Fry, who Oprah absolutely lambasted when she brought him back on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But, Megan, you didn't need those. You got the 1, the 2, and the 5, and that's 8 points, and it makes you a winner.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you about the movie and the donuts, and we'll move on to our next contestant, and that's you, Todd.
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say how thrilled I am to have hockey back in town.
Yeah, tomorrow night, the Blues home opener.
That's right. I'm hoping to go.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Todd, we have songs about imaginary girlfriends, Inauguration Day multiple choice, or, oh, it's another Lance Armstrong-inspired category, I give that movie 2 wheels.
Great. I will have the first one about imaginary girlfriends.
All right. Songs about imaginary girlfriends. 60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did a cover of the Temptations song Just My Imagination on their 1978 album Some Girls? Was it the Stones, the Average White Band, or ELO?
I'll say the Stones.
Correct. Who did the 1975 hit Dreamweaver in which he reached the morning light? Peter Frampton, Gary Wright, or Meatloaf?
Gary Wright.
Correct. Who had a 1965 hit called She's Not There? The Zombies, the Monkees, or the Kinks?
The Zombies.
Correct. Which Southern rock band had a hit called Imaginary Lover on its 1978 album Champagne Jam? Leonard Skinner, Wet Willie, or Atlanta Rhythm Section?
Leonard Skinner.
Atlanta Rhythm Section. Which of these bands never did a song called Imaginary Girlfriend because there is no such band? Dead End, Goldilocks, or A Box of Tissues?
Goldilocks.
A Box of Tissues, which you would need with your imaginary girlfriend. Oh. They come together in one. Never mind. Todd, let's see how you did. You got the one, you got the two, you got the three. That's six.
Uh-oh.
Let me ask Lance Armstrong, does that qualify for a prize?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, boy.
But it does qualify you for punishment music. And Todd, I'm sorry you have to be the one who guessed this, but it fits in with your category. Here now to sing the song, I Wanna Be Your Fake Girlfriend. Ladies and gentlemen, the band is called Choking Susan. Tell you, I mentioned this to Ian earlier today. We were actually debating, do we want to, you know, enable a group called Choking Susan? But we agreed if it was a guy as the lead singer, inappropriate.
Right. Yeah.
Woman as a lead singer, perfectly okay.
Yep. Sure.
I can just tell you that someone's not choking her hard enough.
Todd, thanks for playing. Have a good weekend.
All right. See you guys.
Here comes our next contestant. Hello, Rich.
Howdy.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just like to advertise for Gateway Stables in Pontoon Beach.
Okay.
All right, Morris.
All right, we have two categories left. Inauguration Day multiple choice, or I give that movie two wheels.
Give the movie two wheels.
All right, this is movies about cycling.
Okay.
Or at least about bicycles in some way. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Spielberg movie does young Henry Thomas fly his bike in front of the moon with some alien help?
E.T.
Correct. What movie starred Paul Rubens trying to get his stolen red Schwinn back?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Correct. What 2012 movie starred Joseph Gordon-Levitt as a New York City bike messenger?
Oh, wow. Pass. I can't remember the name.
Four-pointer. What movie ends with a bike race called the Little 500 in Bloomington, Indiana?
Is that Breaking Away?
That is Breaking Away. Five-pointer. What mountain range is central to the plot of American Flyers starring Kevin Costner?
Oh, wow. How say the Alps?
It's called American Flyers. Pick a mountain range in America, you'd get the Rockies.
Okay, the Rockies. Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah. What was that 2012 movie that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in? The answer is Premium Rush.
Yeah, I knew it was something Rush.
Actually just watched it the other day on DVD from Netflix. Not horrible. Hey. Not great.
Yeah.
Not horrible.
Oh, good.
Let's see what you did here. You got the four, you got the two, you got the one. That's only seven.
Mm.
I'm sorry to tell you, even Lance Armstrong wouldn't give you a prize, would you, Lance?
No.
I didn't think so. Mm. But I do have to punish you, so once again, here's Choking Susan.
I wanna be your fake girlfriend. You're my imaginary boyfriend. My broken heart, you'll never have to mend. When I love you, we'll pretend. When I love you, we'll pretend.
All right.
When I love you, we'll pretend.
Yeah, from the album.
When I love you, we'll pretend.
From the album, please like Manti Te'o on Facebook. I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a good weekend, Rich.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that.
Thank you. And here's our final contestant today. Hello, John.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Happy to be on KTRS, and my airfare to Jamaica also did not come in the mail today, much like Mike Evans.
Oh, man.
Oh, on it.
That postal service.
I tell you.
They're horrible.
It's all that money they spent on Lance Armstrong. Money.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Wonder if they get that money back. You know, if they gave that money back, stamps wouldn't have to go up in price at the end of the month.
Yeah, it'll be free.
John, you and Mike and I will all have to be here together next week.
Yeah, I'll come in and see you at Westport.
All right. Your category is Inauguration Day Multiple Choice.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. At Obama's first inauguration, the Chief Justice mixed up the words in the oath of office. Who was Chief Justice of the Supreme Court at the time? William Rehnquist, John Roberts, or Samuel Alito?
Roberts.
Correct. Who was the last president inaugurated indoors due to cold weather? Taft, Reagan, or Wilson?
Wilson.
Reagan.
Ooh.
In what city was George Washington inaugurated? Washington, Philadelphia, or New York?
Philadelphia.
New York.
I was close.
Who was the last president to have a swearing-in ceremony but no inauguration? Ford, Andrew Johnson, or Lyndon Johnson?
Lyndon Johnson.
Gerald Ford. On Inauguration Day 2009, what was the subject of the first bill Obama signed into law? Pay discrimination, health care reform, or smoking in national parks?
Smoking in national parks.
Pay discrimination.
I was so close.
I would normally say you chose the category of your own free will.
I did.
But you didn't. It was the only one left, John, and you got stuck with it.
Punish me. Punish me, Paul. Come on.
Go get him, Susan. Page out of 50 Shades of Grey. Ew!
Some choking involved there.
Yeah.
All right, that's
enough. Thanks, Paul. Hey, Dan and Ian, have fun in Jamaica.
Well, thank you, John.
We'll try.
Well, yeah, we'll try.
Have a great weekend, John. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Paul.
And that's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday afternoon, right after the 5 o'clock news, here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. Still to come, Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the News.
And we're going to see how our Friday afternoon traffic is doing right now. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Boy, I'm sitting there listening to that, wishing Paul would play Wet Willie for some congratulatory music, because nobody plays Wet Willie anymore.
I know. Wet Willie would be awesome.
What a fun band.
You know who would be good at that song?
Who's that?
Any song by Wet Willie? That group, Box of Tissues.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that stalled vehicle that was on eastbound 270 between Lindbergh and 170, that must have been out there for quite a while, because traffic is jammed up between St. Charles Rock Road and 370 through New Florissant. You do have a slow pocket on westbound 70. It's stop and go between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge, but it's heavy again from Mid Rivers Mall Drive through Highway 79. They were working to clear an accident on westbound 44 just after Lindbergh that had the right lane blocked. Traffic was jamming up from Elm all the way out through Lindbergh, and it's slow again between Mraz and Bowles. And then you have the usual stop-and-go traffic on westbound 64 from Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Maryville Center, and it looks like from Clarkson down through Hardy's Iceplex. In fact, it looks like it even you've got some slow pockets all the way to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal. Now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way. At participating Wendy's for a limited time. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
And I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
This Monday is the day we honor Dr. Martin Luther King.
We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only.
This is a good time to reflect on our similarities, our common humanity.
You've got to keep the white and the black separate.
And not our differences.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
We've come a long way, but we still have so much more to do. The Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. It's a new year, and Weber Chevrolet has brand new showrooms, new models, and new deals. 2013 LS Cruise, just $14,900. 2013 LS Malibu, just $19,900. 2013 LS Equinox, just $21,900. These are not leftover models. They are 13s, and they have no restrictions, no fine print, and no asterisks. The prices include dealer discounts and rebates that everyone in the St. Louis area qualifies for. If you qualify for any other rebates, you pay even less. In addition, we have several more ways to save on all new Chevys. Trade assistance, GM loyalty discounts, auto show bonus cash, even GM card bonus offers, all combined with Weber value pricing to save you thousands, including new Silverados. Just check out WeberChevrolet.com for details. New 13 Cruise for $14,900, new 13 Malibu for $19,900, new 13 Equinox for $21,900, huge savings on Silverados, and beautiful brand new showrooms. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations are WeberChevrolet.com. Chevy runs deep.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, if your garage door or garage door opener needs service, Overhead Door Company, the people you want to call, 314-781-5200. They have standard service hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2 o'clock. They service all brands of garage doors and garage door openers, not just their own. Visit their newly improved website at ohdstl.com and go by their new showroom. They're on Lackland Road, just west of Westport Plaza Drive in Maryland Heights. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, so they get most all the parts they need to fix your garage door or garage door opener the first time, so there's no extra cost. Their average tenure of the residential technician exceeds 5 years, giving them the most experience to diagnose and repair any door in any situation. They have the preventive maintenance program available to extend the life of your garage door and garage door opener. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web, ohdstl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-949-9522 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-949-9522 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-949-9522.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-300-5798. That's 1-800-300-5798. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-300-5798. 1-800-300-5798. 1-800-300-5798.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability. They're clean and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner, longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
With the Emerald Advance line of credit from H&R Block, you could get your money today. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com to find out more.
The Tigers are here on KTRS. Don't miss a minute of hoops action as your nationally ranked Missouri Tigers basketball team plays right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Brought to you by Heartland Bank and West County Nissan.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Or longer for some people here. I don't want to mention any names.
It's Aloha Friday.
Frank, Ian, Dan.
What?
We're going to miss everybody.
They're all leaving for Jamaica tomorrow, leaving me and Mike Evans behind. Mike's segment, by the way, is brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Homes. Online at thompsonprice.com. Here now, my colleague in misery, Mike Evans. Oh, Mike.
Give it to you.
How are you today?
I'm fine. What up? What do you want to talk about?
Did you watch a little bit of Oprah and Lance last night?
Yeah. And by the way, for your information, sold out. The 2-day interview on Oprah Network completely sold out. And I watched it yesterday. I got to tell you, I didn't think it was possible, but I actually like him even less now than before.
I agree 100%. This was not good for him. Why did he do this?
Rude. Not apologetic, conceited, just a jerk.
You know, when Oprah asked him, did you know it was wrong? Did you think it was wrong at the time? No. Are you sorry? Were you sorry you did it? No.
No.
Did you think that you were cheating?
No.
No. And that's actually Lance answering there just over and over again. That's a psychopath when you talk like that. When you're doing something wrong and don't think it's wrong and you're not sorry for doing it, that's psychopathic behavior, isn't it, Mike?
I would think so. No, I think that's a very good way to describe it. I mean, he just... no remorse at all.
None.
I mean, you know, people's lives are ruined. Even, there was a couple of people that were professional bicyclists. One guy is really, really famous that called him on the carpet, and he was dropped by Schwinn. What was that guy's name?
Are you talking about Floyd Landis or the guy who, Greg LeMond, who was the guy?
Greg LeMond.
Yeah.
He was dropped. 2-year contract. He lost hundreds of thousands of dollars because he told the truth.
Yep.
He didn't apologize for any of that. Didn't care. Too bad.
Lance was just absolutely scum.
Oh, no. He's the worst.
Yes, you are, Lance.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes. Say yes.
No.
Son of a bitch.
3.2
million. American Idol up and running. How much money are they paying Ryan Seacrest to do American Idol this season? $10 million, $15 million, or $20 million? Answer in just a minute. TV news, and speaking of American Idol, ratings down. Premiere night, 17.8 million viewers, down from 21.2 million. Last year, that's from last year. That's 19% down, actually, 19%. Got some love nuggets. Is it
true?
Tiger Woods is begging his ex-wife, Elin, to take him back, remarry him, willing to sign everything over to her in a prenup.
Oh, everything?
Wow.
That's the deal. Man. Don't know if she's interested or not.
Everything?
Wow, I would think she's not.
How about he didn't even make the cut this week?
Wow.
Oh, I saw that drive.
He didn't even make the cut.
He topped that ball.
It was the worst shot I've ever seen in my life. I think he's shooting 82 or something. So horrible.
Everything?
Everything. Wow. Is it
true?
75-year-old Jack Nicholson is dating 69-year-old singer Joni Mitchell.
Really?
How about that?
I believe it.
Isn't that good? Good for him. Good for Jack. She's not a very attractive woman, though.
She was in the late 60s, early 70s. That no makeup, long blonde hair thing.
Jack's not real attractive anymore, is he?
That's true.
Hey, how about when he was dating that? Angelica Houston.
Mm-hmm.
How about how she looks nowadays?
You. Mama.
You got to sneak up on that one.
Yep. That's
regarding the Manti Te'o story.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, I believe this is what I think is. First of all, this is really a non-story.
What?
I mean, in the big picture, it's really a non-story. I mean, it's not a Pete Rose. It's not a Lance Armstrong.
Well, it doesn't
affect anything that happened on the field.
Mike,
it's not going to affect his draft at all, I don't think.
But I do see one similarity to the Lance Armstrong thing, which is raising money for charities based on false premises. Now, Lance did have testicular cancer and started the Live Strong thing. I don't think he did that. No, but Manti Te'o was doing fundraisers for leukemia and cancer and all that sort of stuff, and he was using the fake dead girlfriend as the fundraising pitch.
I believe that he really thought that there was a girlfriend at that point. I really believe that he was totally convinced there was a girl. When he realized that he was being duped, and I think he felt so stupid that he didn't correct it. And now there's word that Notre Dame told him just to keep quiet. But I don't think he had any bad intentions or tried to get an advantage or tried to get sympathy or anything else. I don't think I really don't. I think he mishandled it once he found out that the whole thing was a fraud on him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to affect his draft or anything. Do you?
It becomes the story for whichever NFL team picks him up next year.
I don't know. Everybody seems to like Ray Lewis, and this guy basically was involved in killing two people, stabbing them to death. The only way he got out of it is he agreed to turn on the other two. Also been arrested, I think, charged with four rapes at one point in his life when he was at the University of Miami. And when those two people were killed, I mean, he was charged with murder.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I will say this.
Compared to those kind of things.
No, I agree. No, absolutely. Compared to the Ray Lewis thing, it's nothing. By the way, I heard today that inspired by Manti Te'o, Taylor Swift is already working on her new hit song about the time she was dumped by an imaginary boyfriend.
Well, see, there you go. I like that.
Thank you.
Did you just now make that up?
I tweeted it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But I did make it up.
Oh, I like it.
Thank you.
I'll probably steal that on Monday.
I give it to you for free.
I think I'm going to write that down right now. Hold on a second.
Check my Twitter feed, at Paul Harris Show. It's right on there.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Oh, there's, you know what? There's 32 other stations going to like that one. You got. Hey, so, where was I? Oh, movie news. Got some movie news. Al Pacino will play Penn State coach Joe Paterno. And it will include the Jerry Sandusky scandal and an HBO movie, appropriately enough, called Happy Valley.
Ooh.
John Gotti movie is moving on. They're shooting it now. And it's become a real family affair, the Gotti movie. John Travolta, Kelly Preston, their daughter, Ella Blue. Lindsay Lohan is definitely out of the project, though. Did you know John Travolta has agreed to play Green Bay Packer coach Vince Lombardi?
Really?
Kind of interesting. I don't doesn't look anything like the guy, but
based on the Broadway play?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Odds and ends, the Lady Gaga is trying to buy Neverland and turn it into a Hollywood show business museum. She wants to call it Gaga Land.
Oh, my goodness.
I say add a couple of G's to it, call it Gag Gag Land. Jennifer Lawrence learned to surf when she was shooting the new Hunger Games in Hawaii. Word is she got really good. Some friends of mine that actually taught her how to surf over on the North Shore. And people who have seen some of the rehearsals say she is hilarious as the host of Saturday Night Live this Saturday night.
I like her a lot.
I
saw her on Letterman the other night. She was just a person. She didn't have this whole star thing going on. Really, really talented and funny.
Well, you know, that's very, very true. They asked her about her status and being a star, and she said, stars to me are people that drive ambulances and save lives. She goes, this is what I'm doing. She's actually called it just ridiculous. She goes, what I'm doing is just a ridiculous job that I'm very fortunate to have. I like her a lot.
Down to earth, yeah.
Yeah, you know who probably agrees with that? Lance Armstrong. You have the same attitude, don't you, Lance?
No.
No, see, no. You know, it's a bad attitude.
Yeah.
How much are they paying Ryan Seacrest? 10, 15, or 20 million bub?
I'm going to go 20.
I'll go 15.
15.
Answer's 15. And finally, come on, boys and girls, sing along. Aloha Friday, over to Monday, we're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Take San Francisco, Baltimore, and the points. Leo Kalani, Lani, Annie, OK, Ella, Ku, and Akaga, and Aga, and Hui, Hui, Ho. Chilliwick, Kamiki, Kai, Hui, Waminala, Kamiki, Kaka, Hui, Ho.
Anakuli, Makawani, Anna, Ona, Nana, Lula, Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm taking New England, giving the points, but I like San Francisco. All right, do we have time for this?
I think so.
Roll. We're spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Burnsville, Minnesota, where attorney Thomas P. Lowe has been barred from practicing law by that state Supreme Court in a story that goes back to August 2011 when he was asked by an acquaintance to represent her in a divorce. And their attorney-client relationship developed into a sexual relationship. But in March of 2012, Lowe, who is married, by the way, broke off both their business and personal affairs, and the woman was so depressed she tried to commit suicide. And when police investigated, she told them about Lowe, who denied the allegations for several months, but finally admitted to it when authorities found records that showed he had been billing the woman for the time they spent having sex.
Nice.
Mm.
Not his first time on probation, by the way. Already got in trouble for buying cocaine from another client. We go to Lealman, Florida for Willie Brown and Abe Shedrack, who share a mobile home. And the other day they got into an argument over what radio station to listen to. Things got so heated, Willie grabbed the knife and stabbed Abe 10 times. When police showed up to break things up and take Abe to the hospital, Willie admitted attacking him. You will not be surprised to hear that detectives say alcohol was a factor in this case.
What?
As it was in the story from Versailles, Kentucky, of 25-year-old Ryan Hopkins, who stumbled into a Little Caesar's pizza smelling of booze, told the cashier, "It's a holiday." Slurred it so badly, and the cashier said, "What? I didn't understand you." "It's a holiday." "Are you saying this is a holdup?" "Yes." "Get out of here." And he got out of there. And the cops found him a little while later, charged him with public intoxication, but not attempted robbery because he didn't have a weapon. Now we go to St. Petersburg, Florida, where two cops were in an apartment investigating a domestic dispute while a 22-year-old woman named Vanessa Brooks was outside in the parking lot stealing a cell phone from a truck. Now follow me on this. The cops are inside. She's outside. Has nothing to do with the domestic dispute. Steals a cell phone from a truck. The driver of the truck chases her, so Vanessa runs over to one of the patrol cars, gets inside, closes the door, finds the keys to the patrol car on the seat, starts the car up, puts it in reverse, slams into the other patrol car behind her, then puts it in drive and takes off. The officers come out, see their car gone, and they mashed up. They notify headquarters, which puts out an APB. Less than an hour later, cops in Tampa spotted the St. Petersburg police car in the parking lot of a McDonald's with Vanessa still behind the wheel. She got out and ran. The cops caught her. Meanwhile, the cop car rolled backwards into a tree. No explanation yet on why the cops left the keys on the seat with the doors unlocked. But those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. Have a great weekend. I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's see how this Friday afternoon traffic looks right now with airborne traffic. Tim Weiland.
There are a couple of trouble spots out here on eastbound 64, just a little bit east of Timberlake Manor. There was an accident blocking the left lane, and that had traffic jamming up approaching Clarkson. Just got a report of another accident. It's on the ramp from Highway 55 onto Highway M that was partially blocking that ramp. Now, the good news is the accident that was on westbound 44 near Lindbergh, that has been cleared. Things have really thinned out well there. You're just a little bit slow as you get further west between Mraz and Bowles. Same thing on eastbound 270. That was jammed up really bad before. Now you're slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. You still have things stacked up, though, on westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Southbound 270 looking better. It's slow now from 64 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Allstate. St. Louis Allstate agents live here, too, so they're familiar with the risks in the area, and they can help you make sure you have the right coverage. Find an agent near you at allstate.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tomorrow, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers head to Gainesville, Florida to take on the University of Florida Gators. And you can catch all the action right here. Coverage begins at 12:30 and the tip-off is at 1.
Right baseline, Ross from 3, rims it home.
It's the Tigers versus the Gators on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
Planning a trip? Planning a family vacation? How about corporate travel? Look no further than Altair Travel and Cruises. They've booked us once again on a trip of a lifetime down the Danube River. We'll be taking a bunch of KTRS listeners come July. But for you, how about joining us on a spring training trip down to Jupiter, Florida to check out the Cardinals? Maybe you're planning a family trip of your own. Maybe you have some corporate travel in the future. You can go online and try and book all these things yourself. Good luck to you. It's going to cost you more money. It's going to cost you more aggravation, and you're not going to have a good time. Or you can call Altair Travel at 314-968-9600. They will make sure you have a great time. They'll take care of everything. All you have to worry about is how much fun you're going to have. They're next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com. For all of your travel arrangements, there's one company, Altair Travel and Cruises.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. Join me Saturday at 4 p.m. after the Mizzou game for my show, Smart Living. 3 weeks into the new year, and how are you doing with your resolutions? Retail Me Not's Trey Bodge says more of us are turning to mobile apps for help. And you see her on Dr. Oz. Hungry Girl author Lisa Lillian offers up guilt-free, tasty foods to help you reach your goal. And my featured weight loss success story is none other than KTRS's own new Saturday morning man, Sean Streeter. Find out how he's dropped nearly 60 pounds. Join me Saturday at 4 p.m. for Smart Living.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
The Big 550.
Hello.
KTRS.
Ooh. Yeah, he said it.
Ooh. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Thinking about what to get for Valentine's Day? Look no further. Stop into Season Spa and Salon. Hi, Martin Kilcoin here. Pick someone special and receive a one-hour full-body massage side-by-side in the Season Spa Couples Massage Room for only $115. Or treat her to a full-body massage with champagne and full-body exfoliation for $75. Season Spa and Salon in Ronnie's Plaza in South County. For more information on that special gift for that special Valentine, visit SeasonSpa.com.
Is it Lincoln? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or LaneHouseConstruction.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A U.S. citizen is among possibly several people dead in the hostage crisis as Islamic militants hold ground at a Sahara natural gas field in Algeria.